It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here are two statements that we understand to not be mutually exclusive. One, cell phones are enormous. And two, cell phones are tiny. The big business of selling little devices has changed the landscape of personal communications. The books are yet to be written describing what it means to society to have eradicated free time from our lives, to walk supermarket aisles chatting with a spouse about what to select for dinner, to keep tabs on offspring while you and the kids are on the move, and so on. And from the business view, this is an industry that up to now has grown on average 30% a year.
There's over 100 million phones in the hands of U.S. citizens right now, and that's just growing. And the phones themselves are changing.
That's telecommunications analyst Jeff Kagan. He says, today a cell phone is just a cell phone. Tomorrow it will be for accessing information from the web, from personal databases. Kagan thinks everyone in the family will have their own personal telephone, cell phone that is, and the line coming into the home will be for information, not for voice. The selection of what sort of phone we use will expand, he says, as it already has started to.
You can get a very expensive phone with all the bells and whistles for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, but you can also now buy disposable phones. You pop $10 into a vending machine, and a circuit board with a speaker and a little handset pops out, and you have an hour's worth of minutes. And it's a disposable phone like disposable cameras. We don't really know which model is going to become dominant. I think all of these will probably coexist in the marketplace. There's always going to be a need for a real camera, and there's always going to be a need for a disposable camera, and I think the same thing's going to happen with cell phones.
Telecom expert Jeff Kagan.